From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
I don't think we're headed to a recession, but no question we're in a slowdown.
President Bush speaking today at a White House news conference. President Bush maintained his glass half full view of the U.S. economy. He rejected any additional plans to stimulate growth, saying, quote, "We've acted robustly with the stimulus plan passed last month."
The president's glass is a lot fuller than the one many leading economists are looking at. They're worried the country is teetering into recession. And based on what we heard from people in three different Western cities, the economists are not the only ones worried. Here is street opinion.
The economy sucks.
Yeah.
I'm a real estate agent.
Yeah.
I don't have any
too good
clients.
Right now. Yeah. It's rough for everybody,
people
I think.
People are so tight on money that even though houses can be purchased at a steal, they still won't spend the money to buy it. They're afraid.
Housing is twice what it is where we came from in Texas, so we're already scraping to get by with that.
I just don't want to get trapped with not being able to pay for something, you know, which is why I don't have any credit card debt. I just think it's very scary. I think we're headed down.
Some luxury items are put on the back burner. Going out to dinner or going out to a movie or recreation takes a back seat to the life necessities. What are you going to do? You can't fight the federal government or big oil companies.
We don't have cable. We go to the library a lot. We borrow movies from the library. We try to live a very simple life and within our means.
It's just a struggle, you know. Do I want to pay for books or do I want to pay for tuition? That was actually a big problem last quarter. I had to essentially wait to eat so that I could pay for my next quarter's tuition.
We can always move back to our parents' houses. We're not too young.
Yeah, my parents.
We're not married.
They'll always have me back.
We feel fortunate that our fixed income is not at the mercy of some, you know, company that's going to decide to can it. But still, it's a real concern for us and for our kids and for everybody else.
Thoughts on the U.S. economy from residents of Laramie, Wyoming, Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles.